Seems like for the last couple of years, all you talked about was COVID, but now monkeypox. Is that a real concern? Dr. Bettina Fries is the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Medicine. Dr. Fries, is this a real thing that we need to be concerned about?
Well, we are always concerned about outbreaks. This is a limited outbreak, but there have been cases described in several countries now, so both in Europe as well as in America and in Canada. And there are about 1,800 confirmed cases worldwide.
So Raven is home right now with COVID, and his big joke this week has been he decided he's had to get COVID before he got the monkeypox. But
while it was still popular.
Yeah. So, but the question is like how you have to isolate and stay away from people, and it's transmittable within 6 feet. Like, is that the same as monkeypox?
No. No, this is an orthopox virus, so it's a DNA virus, so it's a completely different virus than the COVID virus, and it's more closely related to the smallpox virus and the cowpox virus. And you get this virus by a close contact, usually, either you are in close contact to the actual blisters that the patient has, or you stand closer than 6 feet in order to be infected by a patient that would have a pneumonia from this virus and would be heavily coughing.
Doctor, just as far as the incubation period, how long from the time that somebody is exposed to the time that you see somebody, exhibiting symptoms?
14 to 21 days, which is also something that helps us a lot, actually, to contain the virus. You don't really have the same kind of time with the coronavirus, because the coronavirus is a much shorter incubation time.
Why do they call it monkeypox? Are there monkeys involved?
It's a misdemeanor. Initially, when they had an outbreak, in a colony of monkeys. But it actually is a virus that lives in the wild in rodents.
All right. So basically, don't worry about this yet. Because of the long incubation time, we're pretty safe and able to diagnose it quickly. Anything else that we should know?
Well, we also have already a licensed vaccine. We don't have a large supply from it, but we have a vaccine that works. And we also have already drugs. There's a drug called teclivirimat that probably also works. And it'll be easier to contain it. I think right now the most important thing is to make the healthcare providers aware of this, and also the communities that are at risk, and make sure that people recognize this, because, you may not think about it when you see these lesions. So you want to make the diagnosis fast. You want to isolate these patients and, of course, give them all the medical care that they should get. But also this way, you will prevent it spreading.
Dr. Bettina Fries, she's the chief of Division of Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Medicine. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.